Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10 o'clock this morning. It is Friday, the 4th of April, 2025. A bit dull in Dublin. It rained overnight here. Whatever happened to this sunny snap we were promised, I say? We mosey on regardless. I hope it's lovely wherever you are around the country. How are tricks? Tell it to us in the usual way. The WhatsApp is 087 032 32 32. And as ever, you can email Oliver at rtepunkie. Now it's Jihina Visiting Critic Day, and money mentor Santis Ogaro is our guest this morning. Her worst nightmare is dining on her own, on her tod, in a restaurant. So we made her do that, and we made it even harder because no phone allowed, no book, no devices of any kind, just her and the room and the other guests and the food, and a minimum of 90 minutes to spend alone. Could you do that? What do you do if you're dining alone? You know, do you strike up a conversation with the service? Do you try to chat to the nearby table without being weird, or just say nothing and try to get out as quickly as possible? Well, we knew all those eventualities, which is why we set a 90-minute task, which again is her worst nightmare. Out of the comfort zone, that's the whole idea of the Visiting Critic, to review things for you. She went to a tapas restaurant, so there'll be like kind of itty-bitty plates and stuff so you can fiddle around with the cutlery for a while. But it's just you and your thoughts. We don't do it very often in the world anymore. 51551 is the text this morning, as it always is. Now, what curiosities have we found for you today to ease you into your late morning? Look, it's all about tariffs here and trade wars that, and there are some quirky ham-fisted offshoots to the story. Aside from the obviously the likelihood of the global recession and the US stock market losing $3 trillion in a couple of hours yesterday. But nowhere is safe. Two tiny remote Antarctic outposts populated only by penguins and seals are among the obscure places targeted by the Trump administration's new tariffs. These are the Heard and McDonald Islands. They are 4,000 kilometres southwest of Australia, and you can only get there on a 7-day boat trip from Perth. No humans have set foot on this island in 10 years, and yet they are now the subject to President Trump's sweeping import tax schemes, retaliating for unfair trade barriers on US products. Finally, revenge on those freeloading penguins. So it will be a 10% tariff on whatever they're exporting. Penguin poop, I suppose, and the seals and whatever they do under the ocean. Well, not much conversation around that. This is a handful of other Australian territories also hit by these 10% tariffs. In addition to the Norwegian Svalbard, which is up in the North Pole and has only polar bears roaming it, the Falkland Islands as well, and the British Indian Ocean Territory. The Australian Prime Minister says it shows and exemplifies the fact that nowhere on earth is safe from this. It includes Norfolk Island, by the way, is another part of the world. It's an Australian island, isn't it? Oh, I have it here now. Hang on. Yes, there we go. 2,000 people live on Norfolk Island in the Southern Pacific, and it has a 29% tariff. Now, the thing is, there's a lad who has a concrete mixing business on Norfolk Island, and he says, we're just a little dot in the world. Also, we don't actually export anything. So it's a 29% tariff on nothing. Nowhere is absolutely safe. Even Israel, which was expecting to get a reprieve from Mr. Trump, and they were announcing they signed a free trade agreement 40 years ago. 98% of goods from the US are entirely tax-free. However, they now have a 19% tariff on Israel, and they are said to be in shock, thinking they'd done everything they could to prevent any tariffs at all. And The Telegraph also points out, among the quirky things that occur in the trade war, the axis of evil are entirely exempt. Russia, North Korea, Belarus entirely exempt from the new trade penalties, raising questions among some who point out the strategic rivals have escaped punishment. The White House press secretary, though, says, there's sanctions there, so there's no meaningful trade between the two countries. But the journalist has done work here and says that US-Russia trade is higher than many small nations that were included in Mr. Trump's tariff list, which includes Mauritius and Brunei. So there you go. And Ecuador has been accused of being a currency manipulator, even though its currency is the US dollar. Gosh, that's the world we live in today. That's the world we're in. Your brain is sore at the moment, so thankfully neurologists have loads of advice for us to keep us sharp. It's never too late, apparently, to start all of these things to save your brain, particularly from dementia. Small tweaks to your daily routine, there's a New York Times piece, could go a long way towards protecting your body's control centre and preventing cognitive decline down the road. And scientists say as many as 45% of dementia cases can be delayed or prevented with help from simple changes. So they got 8 neurologists and neuroscientists to share their best tips on how to look after your brain and keep it healthy and keep dementia away. Number one, wear a helmet. No matter what you're doing, if you're cycling, biking, skiing, whatever you're doing that can risk injury, wear a bleeding helmet is what they say, even if the laws don't require them, which they don't in this country when it comes to bicycles. Put in earplugs even when you're mowing the lawn. They're saying older people with hearing loss have a big risk of developing dementia because if your hearing goes, you tend to you kind of shy away from social interactions, and then that being kind of isolated is directly linked to the onset of dementia. Apparently, people over the age of 50 and anyone frequently exposed to loud noises should get a hearing test every 1 to 3 years. Landscapers and so on should be in the earplugs all the time. They generally do though. And when it's time to get hearing aids, this is an important one. Don't hesitate to get your hearing aid, even if you're losing hearing only slightly one ear. The change can significantly impact your ability to interact in the world, and they say that is time to go in. It's too important for the brain, hearing the stimulation, for even from ambient noise around you, get in. As well as that, your eyes, get your eyes checked as well. And if you think you can struggle on and delay your glasses, you're wrong. In brain health, they're saying you've got to use it or lose it. The brain is better at making connections when the senses work properly. Get the glasses. And people are getting glasses earlier than ever because the machines are good at detecting degeneration, that is. Take a walk. We know that exercise is very good to stave off dementia. Swap your chair for a stool, because sitting in the stool rather than the chair activates your core, your stomach muscles. Go onto benches, whatever doesn't have the back support. Where possible, if you don't have back issues, that is. Manage your cholesterol. We know that bad diet can lead directly to dementia. Floss every day. This is interesting because apparently gum disease has a direct connection. There's the link between gum disease and dementia. Join a book club is another thing neurologists advise you to do, because maintaining an active social life keeps the negative health effects of isolation, like depression, at bay. So all those thoughts, social support system, very important. So join a book club, go to matches, I suppose. That would be a huge part for people, cattle marts and whatnot in this part of the country. Wearing a mask on smoggy or smoky days happily doesn't affect enormous, absolutely everyone in Ireland, certainly in Dublin maybe, but it's very windy. I didn't know this one. Protect your neck. Watch your neck. Protect your neck from injury. Avoid any sudden twisting or pulling adjustments, because again, that can affect neck injuries, can restrict the blood flow, starving the brain of oxygen, even tiny ones. And over a length of time, that can lead to dementia. And they're often seeing the neurologists see patients with neck twists resulting from even minor car accidents, bad massages, and they say avoid massage guns or deep tissue massages on your neck when you're going off to holidays and you think, you know what, I'll get a massage on the neck now. Wearing a seatbelt in the car, absolutely vital. And then sleeping well and having a healthy sleep, also very, very important to keeping your brain in a good position. Actually, skipping back to the trade war stuff in America, Americans are rushing out to buy televisions, soy sauce and Lululemon workout gear. This is the new tariff spurring shoppers to stock up before the tariffs on their imports hit the American consumer. And the Wall Street Journal is quoting a college couple who are buying hundreds of dollars worth of workout apparel from Lululemon because it's a Canadian brand that can be subject to stiffer tariffs in a few days. The House of Sunny, is that a thing we've heard of? A British brand, apparently, that they like in America. And the fella, they quote, ran out to buy many 8-packs of Guinness Stout, filling up their fridge with cans before the tariffs hit Irish goods into the American market next Wednesday. So they're out. The Americans find a good excuse to go out and just shop away. People are buying tellies, Hisense and other Chinese technology stuff. The rest of the world is bracing for a flood of cheap Chinese goods. Basically, it's a domino effect. Chinese goods are looking for new markets because $440 billion worth of stuff will need a new home after China is hit by 70% tariffs from the US next week. When you add up all the tariffs that date back from his first term, Joe Biden's tariffs and these ones, 70% on everything the Americans import from China. Here's what China reckons would be too expensive for the customers over there. They will be now targeting the rest of us with, because the Yanks buy so much stuff from China. In fact, more than a quarter of America's imported electronics are Chinese. There'll be lots of Apple goods in there. A third of it's imported footwear. Nike, as we're supposed to call them, lost $12 billion in its company value in just 3 hours of trading yesterday because of the tariffs and all the stuff they had to ship in from China. And three quarters of America's imported toys entirely made in China. And I like this one. 91% of all US umbrella imports come from China as well. The brolly wally, he struck them hard. That's an absolute disaster. But speaking of our own homegrown, it's all about homegrown domestic economy now and protecting yourself, isolating yourself. Thank God we have all our own music doing extraordinarily well. A year ago, I was talking about, you know, bands were slowly creeping back up into it against all the solo acts like Adele and Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift that have dominated for the last decade. Now it is the era of the band again. It's a 20-year cycle, basically, isn't it? Fontaines DC and whatnot. Now, C-Mat is a solo act, but she is the woman of the moment. Tickets for her gig went on sale this morning because there are three major Irish acts that are playing in the Point 3 Arena later this year. It holds 12,000 people, so getting a gig in there is quite a big statement when you're a young act, and it is the biggest headline show for all three. C-Mat, tickets on sale right now. Some people will be clicking away on their computers. It's part of our Euro Country tour, supporting our third album called Euro Country, which is not coming out till August. But C-Mat, or Kira Mary Alice Thompson, is touring all around Britain and for the summer, supporting Sam Fender. Wouldn't that be a good gig to go to? So she's, you'll hear songs. This is new, isn't it? There you go. Good to see Matt. Good tune. I was suspicious of that one initially. I think it was a bit slow, but oh my God, that fires up very nicely. Her gig, by the way, on the 5th of December. Amble, a three-piece folk band. They're just back from Australia and they're off to America in a couple of weeks. Their tour is sold out over there. There are Robbie Cunningham from Sligo, Oisín McCaffrey from Leitrim and Ross McNerney from Longford. And they've only been together. They met actually 3 years ago and they're huge. They're coming back to Ireland for the summer. They're doing gigs all around the place. But the biggest one is in the 3 Arena the night before C-Mat, the 4th of December, and their album isn't even out. Reverie is what it's called. Tickets on sale for them, by the way, at 10 o'clock this morning. There's a bit of Amble for you.
Brother, those days are gone, so go on down, go fly, go fly, go fly.
Got that distinctive Irish lad band sort of feel to them, don't they? There's a touch of the Coronas in there as well. And Kingfisher, another three fella folk band, they're absolutely flying at the moment. They're Edmund Keogh, Owen Magoo McGrath and Owen Fitzgibbon. They met at the University of Limerick and they were studying engineering there. And we played their song actually last week, Killa. It's still top five in the Irish singles charts, which is quite an amazing achievement because if you look at the single charts these days, totally dominated by big US acts and rappers and so on. And I like it because it's kind of, it's old school ballad. And I think this is going to become a legendary, iconic Irish song, like something out of the Saw Doctors.
Let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They go raring and tearing and fighting for love. For the land they call Killa and the Lord up above. Killa la 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 la. For the green and the white I adore. For the Paris to last evermore.
It's a big sing-along one, that's for sure. And they're playing the 3 Arena on the 19th of December and tickets are on sale at 10 o'clock as well. On the East Cork Massive. Kill is where my mammy comes from as well, so especially delighted about that one. And of course, they were with us in the ploughing last September. We discovered them, in other words, is what we're claiming, that we're well at it, to be fair, at that stage. So a busy December for Irish acts and great to see it. Obviously, Bruce Springsteen fans dominate Ireland as well. He is set to release a trove of 7 lost albums. Loads of Bruce Springsteen on the way. 7 albums of unreleased songs recorded across a 35-year period. Tracks 2, the lost albums, it was called. 83 tracks, all recorded between 1983 and 2018 is what he's announced. Will this be in the? Will this be owned? Music owned by that big private equity group he sold all his music to for hundreds of millions? I'm not sure. He gets away with it though, doesn't he? The boss gets away with it all. A message in on the tariffs. You forgot to mention that 100% of MAGA merch probably comes in from China too. Famously, of course, Trump ties were all made in China. I haven't looked up the MAGA merch, but it's very likely, isn't it? Very likely. Someone says, I'm never buying a tin of USA biscuits again. Hit them where it hurts. It's a cheeky one. Obviously, yes, the USA biscuits are not. I don't know where Jacobs make their biscuits these days. They're in Kulik or somewhere like that. And I think that goes from the First World War, doesn't it? It was a celebration of America's entry into the First World War and we launched USA tin biscuits off the top of my head. Are the Ambles Warmer backed known as the Preamble? That's good. There should be. A tribute act should be called the Preamble. That's a good one. And there are messages coming in on Dining Alone. I will come to those, but we'll start with some lovely music with you because it's Friday this morning. Counting Crows for you. Friday the 4th of April, up and at it. They're also playing, by the way, a gig later this year. A happy place to be. Good morning. Happy Friday, everybody.